As more businesses begin to reopen under the governor's phased reopening plan, questions have been raised regarding which agencies have the authority to enforce public health orders. NSPR's Andre Bayek recently spoke with Chico Vice Mayor Alex Brown to discuss enforcement as well as other items addressed at Tuesday's City Council meeting, including exploring possible options to bring students back to Chico State in the fall. Andre began the discussion by asking how Vice Mayor Brown believes the city's reopening has been going so far.
I think it's a balancing act when you are talking about a virus that oftentimes people can't see and also kind of accelerating the rate that folks are going to be engaging socially. While I do have faith in our businesses to operate according to the guidelines and rules that have been set out, obviously every step we take before we're out of the woods with this virus has the potential to put more people at risk. Obviously, according to today's numbers, cases have gone up since we have started to make this transition. And to me, that's concerning and indicates that there is risk to moving forward in this way.
You bring up those concerns about the cases going up. What are things that you're watching for as the city continues on its path to further reopen?
I'm paying very close attention to public health guidance and to the data that we have locally and whether those numbers are changing. If they're changing for the better or they're not, additional cases aren't recorded while testing remains steady, then I'm going to feel a lot more reassured that the city of Chico is doing things right and the county of Butte is doing things right. But if those numbers go up, as we have already seen in the past couple of days, then I would like to see us scale back and make sure that we're prioritizing keeping our community safe and making sure that we don't go through another cycle of closure of businesses somewhere down the road.
Along those lines, at the most recent city council meeting, you raised some questions about the city's ability to enforce public health orders when certain establishments maybe run afoul of the rules. Can you explain perhaps some of the reasons for bringing those questions up and if you believe they were adequately answered?
I had been hearing pretty consistently, and mostly like through the media, that the city had a different approach to enforcement than the county, than the state, and that those things weren't necessarily in sync. And so in spite of asking questions to try to really get to the heart of the matter, both publicly and in private meetings with city staff, I hadn't felt like that question was adequately answered. And because I was confused, my assumption was the public is probably confused as well. So at the meeting, I had asked, you know, what does enforcement look like? I'm hearing that the city's feeling like their hands are tied in terms of the ability to enforce. And what sort of tools do we have if the state doesn't or can't intervene in a situation that is dangerous for our community? I was happier with the answer that I received at the council meeting than I have been with the answers I've received in other forums, but I can't say that I'm fully clear. My understanding from city staff is that most businesses are in compliance and we haven't had to take an enforcement approach. Obviously, that's ideal, but the more and more that these businesses open up, and that certain businesses are allowed to open and others are not, and that there's very specific guidelines for each individual industry, there's a lot of room for mistakes to be made. And while I trust people's, you know, attempts, if that those mistakes lead to an increase in cases, that's a big problem. So locally, my feeling is that we do need to be sure we know what we can do and that the public needs to be sure what we can do in order to move forward if these issues come up. Many people saw and reported that outside of, you know, alcohol and food establishments, there were long lines where people were not socially distancing. They weren't wearing masks. And there's a fine line there, right? If the establishment doesn't have any control over what happens outside of that business, then where does the city intervene to make sure that people are being safe? I don't know that I have an answer to that question. And that's incredibly concerning to me, frankly.
It does appear that the city is taking a position that it will not issue citations and instead leave it to the state and state licensing bodies to take care of that enforcement. Is that a satisfactory position, in your view, that the city is taking at this point? Or would you like to see anything done differently?
I think I would like to see things done differently. you know, the language or the metaphor that was used last night at the council meeting was about a hammer and that we don't want to bring down the hammer on people. Well, I understand that. Nobody wants to punish other people for not being in compliance with regulations. But I think that the hands-off approach that at least is being communicated and that I feel was communicated last night, I don't think it sends a strong message to our community that we're taking this seriously. And I don't think it sends a strong message to our community that, you know, if the state is unable or if something happens that puts our community at risk, that we're going to be there to protect our citizens. Obviously, an enforcement approach is the last possible option. But if we're not willing to go there, then I don't feel reassured that as we reopen, we're doing the best we can to keep people safe.
Along those lines, on top of that enforcement, there was some discussion at the council meeting about other ideas, perhaps more along the lines of rewarding businesses for following health guidelines, such as closing down some city streets downtown to allow for more dining space, possibly. What do you think of that idea? And maybe do you have any other ideas you'd like to share that could be innovative, could be going forward?
Incentivizing good behavior is always going to be an approach I prefer to punishing bad behavior. I think there's a balancing act between the two. It all really comes down to what the city actually has to offer to folks that are doing things right. And while I think we can celebrate those folks, I think we can kind of social norm around that type of operation. Closing down streets and allowing additional dining space is a great idea, but there's a lot of moving parts to it and also a lot of opportunity for social distancing issues in that context. And so I think that now is a time for creativity and ingenuity and looking outside of the box. And I think Chico's known for doing that. I'm fully supportive of options that might come forward in order to do that. And I think, it is a balance between enforcing when things go awry and making sure to reward where things are being done right. And we're seeing a lot of that, a lot of really good responses to this crisis.
Another significant question raised at the meeting was the recent announcement that CSU campuses like Chico State would be moving to majority online instruction in the fall. For Chico, I think one of your colleagues on the council said that could put the city in a downward spiral economically. Can you take me through the action the council took regarding possibly lobbying the CSU about any changes that could come in the future?
One of the unique things about Chico is that the university, you know, in contrast with a lot of other places, is an economic boon for the community. It is one major reason why we are so vibrant and continue to grow and progress. So I can totally understand the concern around moving to a fully online platform for next semester. And my understanding of the concern that was raised is that it feels like a one-size-fits-all approach to different types of communities to move online. And that, you know, there may be some opportunity for the city to get innovative and get creative and look at alternates or hybrid approaches to that kind of overarching guidance. For me, it feels really critically important that if we're going to have that conversation as a city or if we're going to do that lobbying, that we are sure that our university administration and the leadership at the university are not only included, but in favor of those conversations. And because what it's going to take is a genuine plan. We can't go into those types of conversations uninformed. I think it always runs the risk of exacerbating the emergency at hand. So it's a really fine balance. I'm supportive of engaging in those conversations because I do understand what's at stake in terms of our economy and not just our economy, but the vibrancy that our diverse student body brings to our community.
Is there anything I didn't ask you that you'd like to share about your thoughts on the city's coronavirus response or anything you'd like to share about what you'd like to see more of going forward in the future?
I always tend to err on the side of kind of understanding and recognizing and looking at the risks of the things that we're doing. Public health should absolutely be considered in our definition of public safety. And this virus is unlike anything we've ever seen in our community. And so I'm hesitant to do things that are kind of outside of the guidance that's being given by public health or by the state, and to push for more of that before we've had ample time and opportunity to see the impact of those different phases. And so, you know, I can totally understand and empathize with the entire community wanting things to be different. But I also think that trusting our public health experts and really being thoughtful and analytical moving forward is pretty critical to getting us out of the woods so that we don't end up back here in, you know, a handful of months.
That was Alex Brown, Vice Mayor of Chico, speaking with NSPR's Andre Bayek.